This is New England Public Radio News. The election of President Donald Trump is inspiring many people to explore a run for public office, especially those who oppose his policies. A new pop-up school in Western Massachusetts, one that teaches skills for social change, is trying to attract potential candidates. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
When I walk into a bright community room in downtown Northampton, Ellen Story recognizes me from the years I reported on her work in the Massachusetts legislature.
You look wonderful. Are you thriving?
You politicians.
No, no.
In fairness, Story is not actually campaigning anymore, but she certainly knows how to. She retired after 12 elections over 25 years as a state representative in Amherst. That's why she's volunteering for a new pop-up school for political activism, named after abolitionist Sojourner Truth, that holds free workshops around the Pioneer Valley. Story's workshop is on running for office. She's hoping to reach people who are a little bit scared of politics.
That's almost everybody. And the people who are completely confident about running and think they would be a terrific elected official are often not the people that should be elected.
The first participant Story meets is Susan Voss, a Smith College engineering professor.
I have followed things that go on. I've spoken up at public meetings, but I never really thought about running for public office until after the elections in November.
Voss has just taken out candidate papers for Northampton School Committee, and she's looking to Ellen Story for practical advice.
I was just going to try to make some little business cards with my website on them before that.
What color?
Well, the website, I have a little background, a blue banner with white writing.
Yeah, what kind of blue?
She pulls out her phone to show photos.
Oh, that's really good.
And should I put how I stand on things, or should I keep it clean?
No.
Keep it simple and send them to
the
website.
A lot of
right?
people are not good readers.
When the workshop starts, Voss takes a seat in a wide circle of chairs. There's only one other registered participant, occupational therapist Scott Salas, who is considering a run for office in East Hampton. Years ago, he ran for city council in New Jersey on a Green Party platform.
Yeah.
Did you win?
No.
Did you get close?
No. I got 14% of the vote.
Story encourages him to try again. Local politics are much less divisive, she says, than the national scene, and the best way to learn how government works. Of course, there are some notable exceptions to this traditional route, like the current U.S. president.
He was a complete aberration. I would not actually look at Donald Trump as an example.
For the next hour, Story runs through her campaign tips. Make lawn signs simple. Handwrite thank you notes to donors. Keep a sense of humor about yourself. And try to get photographed at library ribbon cuttings.
You're not pushy. You're just interested and concerned, and you're there. People eventually think that you would be the kind of person that they would put their trust and support in.
Susan Voss has been taking notes and has her own list of questions and worries.
How do I knock on enough doors and introduce myself to enough people to get the number of votes I think I need to win? And
right.
That part is a little scary.
It is scary. And you need to be strategic about that and go in neighborhoods where people vote.
After the workshop, Voss is eager to start collecting signatures to get on the ballot. But Scott Salas is not so sure.
It's like the level of hobnobbing that they're talking about doing, that part is a little bit, it just sounds exhausting.
Still, he hasn't ruled out a run for office. And if he needs another pep talk, Ellen Story is holding another workshop next month. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.